Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Holy crap.
Wait a second.
Holy crap. Kenny Pickett has just been traded to the Eagles.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What is going on?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Russell Wilson, the starter. Who's his backup now?
But I can't see myself playing in another place. But
earlier on the show, ESPN NFL analyst Louis Riddick, CBS college basketball reporter Seth Davis. Coming up, Steelers reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Jerry Dulac. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Seth Davis just walked us through the NCAA men's tournament brackets. If you missed that and all of his pearls of wisdom and his predictions for the Final Four and the national champion cutting down the nets in Arizona, as well as some upsets in the first round that might help you win your NCAA tournament pool. The show rears on channel 210 of the Roku channel as soon as we are done. There's also our YouTube page. There's our podcast. Our podcast, all 3 hours, you can listen to it whenever you want through our friends at Cumulus Podcast Network. That's going to be available for you as well. Louis Riddick was in hour number one breaking down how Russell Wilson versus Justin Fields might play out in Pittsburgh, and it's kind of wild that that's the quarterback room right now, right in the middle of March, especially since on the Monday after President's Day weekend, we had this man on the program to talk about his reporting how the Steelers weren't really leaning in that direction. They were going for Kenny Pickett's third year and trying to go all in on making sure that was successful. And today he spoke in Philadelphia as the new backup quarterback there, saying a lot of stuff went down in terms of communication behind closed doors that he would not lend any more meat on those bones. So joining us right now, once again, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is our friend Jerry Dulac back on the program. How are you, Jerry?
Rich, I am fine. As you can imagine, it's been a busy and hectic, last 8 days since Russell Wilson agreed to come here.
That's correct. I have lots of questions for you, Jerry, and I'm sure you were looking for my call.
I thought you might.
I do. What changed between our last conversations?
Well, the fact that Russell Wilson got involved with coming to the Steelers, is what started to change. And when that happened, now, you know, that was going to push Mason Rudolph out, in which they were talking to Mason Rudolph about, you know, re-signing him. Sunday night, they thought that any deal with Russell Wilson was done, was over. And then things changed in the next couple hours, and that's why at 11:45 p.m. Sunday night that they agreed to the deal with Russell Wilson. So they didn't think it was going to happen. Rich, I can't sit here and tell you what happened or who made it happen, but someone or something happened, and he decided to sign with the Steelers. That pushes out Mason Rudolph from re-signing. He no longer wants to re-sign here, which I get. And then, of course, Kenny Pickett is just upset and unhappy. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say threw a little hissy fit, but just told them that, you know, that this isn't what he thought it was going to be, was upset, started acting, in their opinion, not the way they would have expected. And that's what they thought. You know, we've heard Mike Tomlin say before, Rich, as you well know, he wants volunteers, not hostages. And if, Kenny Pickett was going to behave that way and felt that he didn't want to stand up and fight, then they were going to get rid of him. And they did. And shortly after they made the trade, they went back in touch with the Bears. And made the deal for Justin Fields. You know, 3 weeks ago, nobody would have thought this quarterback room of Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett would all be gone, and a new quarterback room would be Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. But here it is.
And all it would cost them would be, just for this year in salary alone, about $4 million in change,
right,
and a draft
right.
choice in next year's draft that could be as low as a 6 and as high as a 4. But lots of questions just to follow up there. Again, the Sunday that you're referring to is the Sunday before the new league year opened up, not this past Sunday.
Correct.
When Russell Wilson, I guess, came to Pittsburgh from a commercial flight from Newark Airport after chatting with the Giants, and you thought that whatever the conversations were between the Steelers and Russell, the Steelers thought for a brief bit when Sunday night was hitting and getting to that new league year negotiating window opening up, and that would obviously throw things in a different direction. They were thinking Russ wasn't coming, but what is your reporting on how Russ did arrive, not just on the radar screen of the Steelers, but as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and what assurances was he told by the Steelers?
You know, Rich, he had a 90-minute Zoom call. He was in Pittsburgh on that Friday,
mm-hmm.
and they did a Zoom call with the team president, Art Rooney II, who was in Florida. And so that meeting was supposed to last 20 minutes, and Russell Wilson said it lasted 90, and that he just knew he kind of hit it off with them. All that being said, again, 2 days later, they weren't sure the deal was going to happen. And I don't know, what I've been told is that I can't tell you what exactly they said to Russell Wilson, but I think from what I understand from their end, the only understanding was that maybe Russell Wilson would take the first snap of training camp as the 9-time Pro Bowl, Super Bowl winning quarterback, 36-year-old veteran. And but from that point on, that the snaps would be split and there would be a competition with Kenny Pickett. But it was Monday morning when that all changed in Kenny Pickett's mind. And, you know, he basically did it to himself, Rich, by things he said and you know, his attitude. And they weren't going, you know, I don't want to say they were accommodating him. They just thought at this point they weren't going to put up with it. And some of that goes back to last year, Rich, with the way he handled being benched. Well, not being benched, with not getting his starting job back after Mason Rudolph came in and all of a sudden made the offense look like an NFL offense, something it wasn't doing when Kenny Pickett was healthy. I know he was 7-4 as a starter. He did a nice job, but he threw 6 touchdown passes and averaged 16.5 points in those 11 games. And after that Cleveland debacle, 13-10 in Cleveland, they were going to bench Kenny Pickett, but that's what led to the firing of Matt Canada. So it wasn't exactly like they were enamored with his play to that point, but they were willing to go into year 3 with him. But again, that's all a moot point now because Russell Wilson came in, and that was the end of Kenny Pickett.
Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'll be straight up with you. It makes sense that, hey, Russ, you get snap one, but after that, we got an open competition. Is that the way it's going to go with Justin Fields? Because it sure seems like, why? Why?
Yeah, I think probably I'm going to guess this. I don't know. But I would imagine it's somewhat in deference to Russ Wilson deciding to come here. But apparently Justin Fields has been told there's no open competition. You will be the backup to Russell Wilson. So, and again, maybe after all they've gone through with Russell Wilson coming here, they wanted to make sure that this arrangement was spoken. And apparently that has been the case.
But normally that's given to somebody that's been in your organization for 7 years, not 7 days, regardless of how respected he is, and that wonderful patch that he and now Cam Hayward are going to wear on their jerseys. It's so rare to see a team have a Walter Payton Man of the Year on offense
right.
and defense. It's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. And so, you know, that said, but I'm a little bit gobsmacked by that, because Justin Fields definitely is somebody that has an upside that you need to explore. Certainly, don't you, Jerry?
Rich, when he was coming out in the draft, I was told that no matter who was on the board, if they had a chance to get Justin Fields, they were going to draft. Justin Fields. Now, he went 11, and the Steelers had number 24, I believe, which they used for Najee Harris. So that wasn't going, that obviously never materialized. But that's how much they liked him. But, you know, you have to, I like Justin Fields' upside. Obviously, how could you not with his athleticism, ability to run, his throwing arm? But he's won 10 games in 3 years with the Bears. And so it's not exactly like Justin Fields is a proven commodity. Do I like the pickup? Absolutely. What is he, 25 years old? I think he has his future ahead of him, obviously. But I think as of right now, maybe those 7 days that Russell Wilson has been here trumps the 2 days that Justin Fields has been here. Maybe that's why they granted him the starting position. But I do think a lot of that is in deference to everything that was involved in getting Russell Wilson here. Now, obviously, if the Steelers struggle and play poorly with Russ, then, you know, there would be no reason not to try the other guy. But apparently it's not 1 and 1A right now, as far as I have been told.
And then not only that, too, Jerry, the gobsmacking continued when I saw your tweet reminding everybody, you know, how inexpensive Russ is on the Steelers ledger, because $39 million of his salary is being paid by Denver. And then you finished up your tweet by mentioning how the intention is to sign Russ long term at the end of the year. And it's just like, he's, again, I know it comes across as, I don't really mean to sound disrespectful, but Russell Wilson's last 3 years just doesn't, you know, doesn't behoove a team to do this within a week of having him come to the squad. It's, what do you mean by a longer deal at the end of the year being discussed as an intention at this point?
Rich, I put that last sentence in there for your benefit, because I was worried you would tell me I buried the lead again. I didn't want my journalism professors coming back at me for everything you said. But no, the original, they made the 1 year almost like a prove it deal, but they were able to do a 1 year deal because of the money he's being paid,
of course,
by the Broncos. But it is Russ's intention, what I've been told, and the Steelers' intention, and two different people have told me this, who would know, that they want to do a longer deal. Now, I don't know what longer means, but they have, their intention is to do a deal beyond this year. Justin Fields, of course, now he's in his final year of his rookie contract. The Steelers are not going to pick up his option. They're not expected to pick up his
option. They're not.
They're not going to pick up his option, but I don't think there's anything, I'm assuming, to preclude them from redoing his contract and maybe making it a 2 year deal, 3 year deal. I don't know all the ins and outs and ramifications of that, but there's nothing to stop them from doing that. So I think we'll see how this thing proceeds. But right now that is their intention with Russell Wilson. But again, you know, maybe, on a show me contract, maybe they don't like what they're going to be being shown in 2024 and they change their mind, but that is their intention. Huh. And that is his intention as well, I've been told.
Okay. And Arthur Smith is fired up about this and Tomlin's fired up. Like, what are you hearing internally about this, Jerry?
I would say Mike Tomlin, as you well know, Rich, is jacked about this one. And of course, you know, I hear, I've heard, and I haven't dealt with Russell only for 1 day, the stories about Denver and you know, the locker room and how he gets along. If you can't get along with Mike Tomlin, 99.9% of the players who either play for him or dealt with him want to play for the guy, or they love him for playing for him. And so I can't imagine Russell Wilson having some type of whatever they claim that happened in the other room, in the other locker rooms, a negative impact, maybe disruptive is a little too strong. I can't imagine that happening with Mike Tomlin, but I will tell you, with the way he was beaming standing there alongside Russ Wilson the other day during the press conference, I think he's totally happy with the moves they made. And let's not forget the pickup of Patrick Queen, which to me is the biggest acquisition of all.
I agree, Jerry. That one was that you want to talk about on brand. Now that's on brand for the Steelers, where you're going to take somebody like Patrick Queen, who can who can go sideline to sideline and then downhill and thump and be right in the middle of that Steelers defense, and you take him from Baltimore on top of it. Now, that is what I'm used to seeing from Pittsburgh. I'm with you on that one, for sure. You know, and the remaking of the quarterback room is an absolute coup, certainly since you're not committed. You even just said, you know, that the Steelers aren't going to pick up Justin Fields' fifth-year option. Now, they do have the option of saying, we'll sign you to a longer-term or deal for less money annually. So it makes complete sense to do all that. But I'm kind of stunned that based on Russell Wilson's last couple of years, that the Steelers are ready to just say, the gig's yours. There's no competition, and we're bringing in Justin Fields. There's no competition. This is it. So let's ride, you know, Steelers Nation. It's kind of surprising, Jerry. I'm not going to lie.
You know, Rich, you know, I get your point. Russ Wilson threw 26 touchdowns last year. That's twice as many as Kenny Pickett threw in 2 years. I will say this for the Steelers. And after Art Rooney came out, the team president, after the season, and basically said his patience is running thin and, quote, it's time to win some playoff games, they are not standing pat. And that was a directive pretty much to Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin to don't be satisfied with 10-7. We need to do something. And they are doing something. And I don't think they're done. So I give them credit. 10-7 isn't good enough. The last couple years, you know, we hear all about the 17 consecutive non-losing seasons. But 7 years without a playoff win for a team that the franchise that has 6 Super Bowl trophies, you know, and the 10-7 isn't good enough. You know what? Good for them. And I think everybody here is glad to see, when I say here, I'm talking about the fan base, of course, and probably nationally, that they're thrilled and excited to see these moves being made despite being a playoff team, albeit a playoff team that lost another playoff game for the 5th consecutive time.
So when you say they're not done, you mean bringing in a receiver named Mike Williams, who they'll pay who they'll pay more than what the other Mike Williams wanted? Jerry, is that what you're saying?
Or bigger is all I will tell you, Rich, and we shall see. But that is another step that they are going to make. And it, like I said, it might not even be Mike Williams. It might be a bigger catch, if you will, no pun intended, than that. But if they, you know, they traded Deontay Johnson, once again, you know, they don't want hostages. They want volunteers. And he was a disruptive influence, and they weren't going to tolerate it. And so, you know, again, good for them. We'll see how it plays out, but good for them.
Or bigger. Huh. I don't even know who that could be. Jerry, you're just dropping nuggets, man. You're dropping breadcrumbs here.
I have to with you because you peruse everything I say, so I'm glad I can at least give you a little heads up if possible.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I'm just telling you, don't be surprised, as I told people with Justin Fields.
Okay, so while the Steelers are doing very un-Steeler-like things right now, like this is as off the rails as the Steelers get, right?
Yes, it is.
Any chance they say sure to Hard Knocks? Because I would love to see the way this plays out. I'd love to see it all on camera. I want to see Russ and Ciara going to Primanti Brothers. I want to see, you know, I want to see it all. Any shot Tomlin says okay to NFL Films coming in and letting us in? What do you think?
That would be the shocker of all shocks if Mike Tomlin agreed to that. That, as you probably know, is not in his DNA. And so if that happens, then I would be really surprised.
I mean, that would be, honestly, this is the story. This is the story of the NFL going into next season, without a doubt, because of the way the last few seasons have been, because Tomlin is Tomlin, the Steelers are the Steelers, Russ is Russ, Fields is Fields. And it's a shakeup, you know, it's a total shakeup with some same names, you know, on defense, right?
If nothing else, Rich, it's generated a ton of excitement here. Okay. And when you look at this team, Patrick Queen, they signed him to a big deal, the largest they've ever given a free agent. Their defense was already, if not the highest paid defense in the league, it was among the highest. Putting Patrick Queen in there, I'm sure, keeps them right at the top. Conversely, their offense has to be the cheapest offense in the National Football League in terms of payroll. Both quarterbacks don't cost them any amount of money. Their running backs are on rookie contracts. Their wide receivers are on rookie contracts. Their tight end is on rookie contracts. The only their right tackle and their left tackle are on rookie contracts. Hmm. The only guy who counts any amount of money are the two guards, Siamalo and James Daniel, and they don't break the bank. So it is the lowest paid offense in the league. So there's plenty of room to add to that offense.
That's right. And with the 20th overall pick coming up as well.
Right.
Jerry, where are you on Suits? Have we completed?
You know what? I finished. I binged it so much, I finished. And so now I'm having Suits and Peaky Blinders withdrawal, and I'm trying to find something else, and I can't so far.
I don't know. Maybe. So what was more unlikely then? The quarterback room of the Steelers being remade in the way this is, or that Meghan Markle may last longest in the actual Buckingham Palace right now? Jerry.
Well,
what do you think?
The way things are looking, you might be right, and that would be the shocker of shockers. So I'm going to lean toward the Meghan Markle thing.
There you go. Jerry, thanks again. By the way, I love that we car on you as confirmed Suits guy. So everybody can tweet it at Jerry Dulac to give him some more suggestions on what to watch. And look for more of my calls and Zooms, Jerry. You're in the middle of this thing, man. This is fun.
Rich, anytime, brother. Glad to be on with you.
Appreciate it. That's Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He knows what is going on there in Pittsburgh, PA. What the hell is going on?
I love it.
It is great.
It's great.
Steelers fans, hey, you wanted change?
Here we go.
You wanted something that was not like the last several years?
There he is.
And he points out that Russell's touchdowns last year, more than Kenny Pickett in two.
Double.
I get it. I get it. And, you know, Russ brings sizzle.
Black and gold. Here we go.
The question is he going to bring the steak? Is he going to bring the steak? That is the question. Russell brings the sizzle. Will he bring the steak? That's the answer in Pittsburgh. Because I'll tell you what. This is set up for him. It's set up for him. Play action to Najee. Play action to Jalen Warren. And Jalen Warren's going to create some matchup problems coming out of the backfield. And Russ can just sit there and just make the quick throw and or play action. And somebody's biting up. And there's George Pickens going there. And he just said, Jerry Dulac, that they're going to add somebody because Mike Williams is apparently going on a tour. He's stopping with the Jets first. I guess he's checking in with the Panthers. The Chargers would like him back. The Steelers are going to have him stop by. And Jerry Dulac's answer to that is, or maybe someone bigger. Who the hell is that?
Right.
Odell?
Well, I mean, because Mike Williams is 6'5". Does he mean physically bigger, a bigger name?
I think he meant bigger name. Okay. That's what I was picking up. I know Odell's free, but I mean, Odell coming to Pittsburgh to bring his game to Pittsburgh with Russ and George Pickens. Freiermuth is a terrific tight end, as you know. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other big name wide receivers are kind of out there still.
Maybe there's somebody that they're going to try and trade for.
Is Tyler Lockett going to be like, I need to be reunited
the
with
the biggest wide receiver that's out there? The biggest wide receiver that is technically out there because he has not yet signed his long-term deal is named Justin Jefferson. That's a fact. All right?
Wow.
And also, Richard,
I would be stunned.
If you're
right?
Justin, are you going to sign a long-term deal? No offense to Sam Bradford, but like that's your quarterback right
Sam
now.
Sam
Darnold, I'm sorry.
Same guy.
same team.
Same team.
Same guy.
Are you going to be really confident enough to stay with the Vikings? Or are you going to kind of...
I don't know. Let's see what they do. In the draft, because you know they're going to get a rookie quarterback. Yeah. That one you're kind of writing down in Sharpie.
Do you think that hurts their chances to sign him, Rich?
I guess it doesn't matter. The bag is still the bag. Yeah. You know he's looking for the bag.
Yeah, but you also want some success, right?
You're right. You either take the bag now, right, or you stick it out and. You play out your rookie deal, and then you get franchise tagged, or you take the bag.
Yeah, and he got hurt last year. He can get hurt again.
I'm just bringing him up just because, you know, Jerry's like, or bigger. Like, who's or bigger? No, there's no bigger in terms of a free agent right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
What's D-Hop's situation?
No, but that's not that much bigger.
Yeah. Than Mike Williams?
I mean, it's a bigger name, and I think he's got a bigger game, and I would love to have bring DeAndre Hopkins to Pittsburgh. That would be amazing. I thought he's staying put in Tennessee.
Yeah, I think he's staying with Tennessee.
He's going to stay.
Yeah. And Steelers fans wanted it, and Russ is – he's got the – if Russ does it with Pittsburgh, then you put him in Canton, Ohio. End of story.
Does what?
Yeah.
That's like, the what? I mean –
deep playoff run.
But just looks like Russ again. Like the Russ
he's
that was
go to the
cooking
–
the Russ that was cooking would be a guy that would be so difficult to stop because he would just pick you apart. His deep ball was perfect. And then he would just keep the play alive to the point where you're just driven insane. That guy shows up and takes the Steelers to the Super Bowl, to the AFC Championship game, threatens the Chiefs' dominance.
That guy hasn't been around in a while.
Exactly. That's my point. That's the sizzle.
But he
does
also
he
hasn't
bring
been a team this good in
the
a while,
steak?
Either.
And that's why I know I sound disrespectful, and you know how I feel about Russ.
I thought you guys were boys,
but we are, as far as I'm concerned. But it's the truth. Like he has been there for a week, and it's his gig, period. And I didn't see that possible for him anywhere, coming off of Denver.
Yeah.
And instead, he's got it with Pittsburgh within a week. It's impressive. That's why I said he's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know, hey, that's not, I'm not the Russ you think I am. Crazy. We'll take a break. It's Overreaction Monday coming up, and I haven't even hit on the Bears angle with Justin Fields. That will be rectified as we roll on in our final hour of this Monday show. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's talk Game Time tickets, people. It's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for events near you. Right now, all users get $100 off when they buy a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. Game Time is the ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. I get to see the view from my seat before I buy with Game Time tickets. I also have all-in prices with Game Time tickets. Shows you your total up front before you buy. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Right now, all Game Time users get $100 off a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Just download the Game Time app and use code VEGAS100 for $100 off a big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the game, use code EISEN, E-I-S-E-N, for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
What would it mean to you to win an MVP award? What would it mean to you? I know you're Hawks. I know you're about the team, but what would it mean to you, do you think, for something?
Well, I think anytime anybody wins an MVP, the first thing that I think about is that means that team's winning, right? That means that team's doing a great job of winning and doing everything you can. I think also, too, you know, that's my number one objective is to be the greatest winner of all time and try to win as many games as possible. In the Super Bowls too, and so you know that's you know if I'm playing my best, I think we got a really great chance of you know doing something special this year, and I think you know the rest of the guys too. And so it's a team effort. This game is so special because it's such a team effort. Everybody making their plays. Guys like David Moore making that amazing catch in the corner, and you know tiptoeing in the sideline, moonwalking into the pylon. That was just you know those are the kind of efforts and team moments that allow players to do special things, and I think. You know, I got to credit my teammates on that. I think more than anything else, though, you know, for me, what it means is just that, you know, all the off-season work, all the training, all the time that you spend, all the focus, all the hours upon hours, all the you know, the flights that you know and things that you've done just to, you know, sit down one-on-one with somebody and talk to them about you know the game of football and you know and just spend some quality time with people. I think that's where those moments really show up, I think. And I think that all that hard work and all the time trying to throw in a bucket when you're a young kid, you know, it all makes a difference. I think more importantly, though, is I want to win this week, you know, and take it on, you know, and just stay focused and do that. I know that's what it takes to be great, is to stay in the moment, stay neutral, not to get too high. You know, I have high expectations, so I already know what those expectations are. So it's nothing new. I just got to stay neutral and stay in the moment.
One of the many times Russ has been on this program, check it all out on our YouTube. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, let's take this call before we go to Overreaction Monday. Derek in Missouri, you're here on the program. What's up, Derek?
Hello, Rich Eisen.
What's going on?
How are you today?
Very Seinfeld way of saying hello. Hello. What's going on?
Not much. So I just want to say this. Seeing the how free agency has played out, I've never seen anything like it all my years of watching the NFL, watching this game. And 1 week ago, we thought Russ is going to be the guy in Pittsburgh. Then Brockman breaks the news on Friday about Kenny Pickett being traded to Philadelphia. And then the door opens for Justin Fields. Finally, his name comes up, and now he's got a job where we didn't know what his future was going to hold, let alone like where he was going to go. And with Russ, it's like now, what do we see for him going long term? And one more thing I want to reiterate, Rich, before let me go.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I found a term for Jerry Jones's definition of all in. And I believe it was that hole that was being dug behind you, behind the studio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Derek in Missouri. Yes. Yeah, the hole has been filled. And by the way, so is the void, I believe, on the, and thanks for the call, on the free agency tracker. There's now a company for the long snapper, right?
You know, we're going to do some work, Rich.
You picked up Eric Kendricks, right? Didn't you pick him up?
Yeah, we got him.
Okay.
You know.
Anybody else that I missed over the weekend?
There was another one.
I saw they converted Dak's roster bonus into a signing bonus, which gives them some cap relief.
Cap room.
$4 million free there.
There you go.
$4 million extra room.
There you go. Got to pay the rookie somehow.
Dak's hit is now $55 million this year.
There you go.
That's a big difference.
There's less pie.
There's less pie.
Yeah.
In Dallas.
More pie.
So
this takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
All right, let's do it. It's an Overreaction Monday. Hey. Let's hit it. Go for it.
Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there, sir?
Hey, everybody. What's up? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
Big Daddy, all right?
Big Daddy's great. Thank you for asking.
Hey, what? Justin Fields is going to start more games this season than Russell Wilson.
I think that's an overreaction right now, but the fact that you're even going in this direction just shows you that listen, the one thing that Russ is he's durable. Like, he it's rare for him to miss games due to injury. So you're saying that it would have to be just we're just unsatisfied with the results and we're going with Justin Fields. And I'm so stunned that we're in a position that Russ gets the opportunity to start for the team that takes him off of the waiver wire, that the Broncos put him on to the tune of an $85 million cap hit, that he's not only hired, but he's hired by saying, you're the guy. And not only are you the guy, we're telling the rookie that we had here from 2 years ago, that the guy on the rookie contract, that he's not getting the first snap in training camp. And then when he adversely responds to that, we're going to get Justin Fields, and we're going to bring Justin Fields in here, but to be the 100% backup. So not only is Russ being told you're the starter in his new spot, that Fields would go to his new spot and being told you're the backup. Didn't see that one coming. So anything is possible. But for the moment, I will say this is an overreaction because it sure looks like Pittsburgh here in middle of March. We are half a year away from them playing a game and a month away from finding out what their schedule looks like. I will just say that it looks like they're going to stick with him. And so that means at least half the season or two-thirds of the season, or at least enough to make sure it's not going to be a fourth-round pick next year.
Right.
It'll be a sixth.
And what's crazy, you look at the odds for MVP next year. Russell Wilson, 120-1. Fields, 50-1. Why does Fields have half the odds because, to win MVP?
Because the general sense is that Fields is a better quarterback, and that's why it's kind of surprising that Russ is just, you're the starter. That's what I said. Normally, that is ascribed to somebody, that sort of respect is ascribed to somebody who's been with the organization 7 years, not 7 days. What else, Chris?
Let's talk about Pittsburgh's old quarterback. I think Kenny Pickett completely justified in wanting out of Pittsburgh. Think about this. A month ago, he's told, you're the guy. We are not signing a veteran.
Do we know that that's what he's been told?
Been reported by Jerry Dula.
Right.
A month later, Russ is here. What? Excuse me? No, I want out of here. Get me out. You lied to my face. Mike Tomlin, I can't trust you. I am a hostage. I'm out.
I don't know what's, obviously there was a lot of communication behind closed doors, as as Kenny Pickett
he was
said.
Adamant about that.
By the way, behind closed doors, is that a that's not a fantasy team name.
Fleetwood
that's
Mac
like a, that's
album?
Like an album. Is it's an Mac? Album. Oh yeah, Fleetwood Mac. Behind closed doors was really Christine McVie's tour de force.
Is behind closed doors a second cousin of Per Source?
I think it's Per. I think the source
lives there.
Lives behind closed doors. Lives.
It's a song that's by Charlie Rich. Behind Closed Doors.
Are you serious?
It's a written song.
There you go.
1973.
Oh. I knew it.
AM Gold.
Sounds like something.
AM Gold.
Source close to the situation lives behind closed doors.
I don't blame Pickett for wanting out. They kind of did him dirty.
Come on, man. No.
But would you rather compete for a job and tell the guys in your locker room, I'm sticking here because I'm fighting this thing out? And have a shot at the gig against a guy who's 35 pushing 36, or you're going to go to Philadelphia and say, like, what? I'll learn to be a quarterback here a little bit better with no play. I don't know if he's in a better situation in terms of his playing time. That's for sure.
Who's on a playoff?
I don't know.
Winning
I don't know what's going
year.
On behind closed door. Who's on a playoff winning team next year?
Yeah, Pickett or Russell Wilson.
Why not both?
I'll go both.
Well, that's not the...
I know you don't want that answer. That, sorry, it's answer. Nuanced. Too not, nuanced
not
for
the,
you.
Not the answer.
So I'll say this is an overreaction. What else, Chris?
Chris, real quick. Doesn't that tell you something about your quarterback if he doesn't want that smoke, so to speak? He wants out?
Guess what? I don't want to play for people who lie to my face. How about that?
Okay.
But we don't know that actually
was
that case.
For a fact he got lied to.
What else?
Just saying, if that's the case. Patriots, NFL Draft, Pats. Too many roster holes. They should trade out of number 3 for more assets.
Definitely not an overreaction, pal. Listen, what if I told you, Kendrick Bourne and KJ Osborne. It's Osborne and it's Bourne and Osborne, everybody. Which again sounds more like a ventriloquist act that you once saw on the Hollywood squares. I'll take Bourne and Osborne for the block.
The KK connection.
Is Bourne the ventriloquist and Osborne is
the dummy?
Bourne and Osborne. I'll take Bourne and Osborne for the block.
Yikes.
That's not what you want, pal. It's not what you're looking for.
That sounds like an AM Gold duo right there, Mike.
I think is Juju still there?
Who?
Is Juju Smith-Schuster still there?
Why not? Yeah. But so
you said, why not?
Doesn't sound great.
You're right.
Sure.
Maybe the Vikings take Rome Odunze at 11, Penix at 23.
Well, I mean, if the Vikings go from 11, all, by the way, the Vikings making the trade that they made to get another first round pick in their arsenal from the Texans, that's to move up to a spot to get close enough to go to 3.
Yeah.
So you got to make. I think they're getting ready to make another jump. Mm. So they can make the jump to 3. 11 to 3 is a long way.
Big jump. But
that's not an overreaction. I'm with you. What else, Chris?
With Keenan Allen in the mix, Caleb Williams will lead the Bears to a top 5 offense next season.
I don't know. I mean, he's still a rookie.
So CJ Stroud was MVP.
They
for
got
a
it
week
set up,
two.
Though. Pal, they got it set up. So top 5 offense, though? I mean, top 5?
Keenan.
Top 5?
DJ Moore.
I'm aware.
Cole Kmet.
I'm aware.
DeAndre Swift.
The Bills and Dolphins and Chiefs still play in the AFC, right? The 49ers still play in the NFC.
Bills won't be as good. Dolphins won't be as good.
Got it. Top
Ravens
5, though?
Won't be as good.
Top 5? No, thanks. I'll call this an overreaction.
Caleb is MVP next year.
Okay. What else you got? What else you got?
Really? A laughter?
I guess after CJ Stroud this past year, you can't put it past.
Wow.
But
MVP of the league?
I'm doubling down. NFC North. The AFC North did it last year.
Yeah.
NFC North. Three teams in the playoffs.
Three playoff teams?
Three playoff teams.
Because the East is definitely not as good.
The East gets one.
The South gets two.
South gets one.
One? Really? Atlanta, what, you don't think the Bucks make the playoffs? Because I know how you feel about Atlanta.
That was kind of a...
Oh, boy.
The East is getting two.
No.
For sure.
No. NFC, this is another overreaction. It's another overreaction.
Bears, Packers, Lions.
I understand what you're saying. Oh, my. I get it. I'll call this another overreaction by you. You're on fire today with the overreactions. Well, the Patriots one, you were really, like, clear-eyed.
Let's finish strong.
Okay.
Well, it's my own team, so I see it a little more clearly.
Oh, got it. Right.
The shocking news from Friday, Aaron Donald hangs them up.
Yes.
For players like Tom Brady and Aaron Donald, waive the 5-year Hall of Fame waiting period.
Well, you can't do that.
What are we doing?
You can't do that.
Why?
Though.
What are we doing?
Because you don't want them to basically say, I'm coming back and playing.
But we know they're not.
Well, Brady almost did, didn't he?
I mean, that's true.
Let him sit out a year. Boom. Wave it.
Let me say this.
Aaron Donald is being talked about as the greatest defensive player ever. So why? What do we need to have a 5-year waiting period
because
for?
Because they don't want guys with jackets and busts playing on the field.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I don't think that
would be arguably the coolest thing ever.
Which is what? An actual Hall of Famer is playing?
I mean, what are you, crazy?
That just defeats the purpose, to be honest with you. But
what,
I mean.
What purpose?
Listen. I get what you're saying. Aaron Donald, but he is arguably one of the greatest defensive players ever. Aaron Donald was the defensive rookie of the year and made a Pro Bowl. He made the Pro Bowl and first team All Pro
7 straight years
from 2015 all the way through 2021, and won defensive player of the year 3 times in that process. My favorite shot video is of him in college, where it was an RPO and shotgun formation, and he didn't know who had the ball, and he tackled both the quarterback and the running back.
I think that might have been against North Carolina,
And then the photograph that we have on the screen right there is him blowing up the fourth down play to seal the Super Bowl, because he personally got into the backfield and gave Joe Burrow no time to throw. That guy. And also, he is going to be one of those Hall of Famers that will always have the jacket fit perfectly like it was the first day it was given to him, and show up to Canton no matter his age, and it looks like he'll give you 20 to 25 snaps.
Yeah.
The prototype for that is Mel Blunt.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Mel Blunt's the prototype. That's going to be Aaron Donald. He'll be like a 50-something-year-old man going to Canton, I'll give you 30 snaps right now. And the jacket fits perfectly. I haven't had it altered in 20 years. That's going to be Aaron Donald in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah. I believe you're right.
Good overreaction Monday, sir. Let's take a break, and I will tell Bears fans, don't be concerned what you might be hearing from some of the veterans upset that Justin Fields got sent away. My 2 cents on that subject matter in a moment.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the show, Susie just texted, "No Time to Throw sounds like a Bond movie."
Oh,
nice.
It's a good one.
They were on this weekend, too.
No Time to Die.
Who's the Bond that would be in No Time to Throw?
That would have been, I believe, a Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan would have been the Bond in No Time to Throw?
Yeah.
Because the Brosnan Bonds were a little corny, a little hokey.
Yeah.
Really?
I agree.
A little bit.
Well, and then Daniel Craig came in and became the badass.
Yeah, yes. Just kind of brought the muscle right. And the grip.
So Pierce Brosnan is No Time to Throw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timothy Dalton in No Time to Throw?
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh. I always forget about Timothy Dalton.
He's kind of the forgotten Bond.
Joe Burrow in No Time to Throw.
Joe Burrow would be a great Bond.
You think so?
Who would be the best quarterback Bond?
Tom Brady.
Please. We both said it.
Not active.
Like, oh, currently active?
Yeah, current.
Hold on. Think, Rich.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Bye.
Backup Bond.
Okay.
Hold on.
Thanks. He has license to thrill. who's the best current Bond right now?
We go young or old.
I don't know. We got a
mix.
Starting quarterback.
Sam Hartman?
Bond.
Sam Hartman.
Doesn't have a team yet.
Okay. Current quarterback in the pro. I don't know. Who would it be?
I literally don't see one. Not a James Bond type, no.
I mean, as much as it pains me to say it, like Aaron Rodgers would probably be a good Bond.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. By the way, we haven't even talked about Tyron Smith. I got a whole bunch of real estate for that tomorrow. Thank you, by the way, for him.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's going to be great when Tyrod Taylor's starting. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Game Time Tickets. Get the Game Time Tickets app on your phone or on your tablet, any mobile device, immediately and start buying tickets. It's the truth. Start buying tickets, concerts, playoff games, whatever you want to do. It's so great in your area. Comedy, music, theater events near you. Easy to find seats. Easy to find affordable seats. Easy to find seats that have great views. Easy to find seats that you know how much it costs to buy the tickets when you check out. All the guesswork's removed when you buy tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem your code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Listen, we got the sense Justin Fields was not in the right spot. The first minute we interviewed Matt Nagy after acquiring Justin Fields in the draft by trade, moving up, and he said, we're going to try and sit him all year. And I'm like, good luck with that. Good luck with that. And sure enough, part of the reason why they wanted to sit him, and it was been wise, is they couldn't protect him. Did he get his ass beat in the first year? It was so bad, even David Carr's like, oh, I recognize that.
Say, ouch.
I mean, he got absolutely creamed in his first year there, but showed enough flash of success. Year two, it's a new situation, new coach, new everything. That stinks. Listen, when you want to be drafted, you need stability. You need to make sure you've got also an offensive-minded head coach who can figure this thing out. That was Nagy until Nagy was gone. And then we all know bringing in Matt Eberflus, bringing in Luke Getsy, didn't work out, got hurt. Then he came back this year and started playing well. And the entire time, full class the whole way, didn't complain, didn't do anything publicly to throw anyone under the bus. The only thing that it really raised their eyebrows when he said that he feels like he's playing robotic out there. And everyone then turns to the offensive coordinator and goes, what's up with that? And also maybe looks at Justin Fields and goes, I'm like, how can somebody who threw every damn throw in the route tree at The Ohio State has trouble, you know, playing in schedule? It was weird, but he did finish up strong. And I know Bears fans, you are a little crestfallen that he turned out to not be the guy after the Bears went all in with him by not drafting Bryce Young last year, by trading out, by getting a killing of more draft choices. And now that they have used some more of those draft choices and also acquired DJ Moore in a trade last year, that you're now sending him away. And I know it bums you out, and I'm sure it bums Justin Fields out too, now that he's sitting there in a quarterback room with Russ and maybe wondering if he's going to be the guy there even. But I'll tell you what, Bears fans, that what you want to have when you bring in a rookie quarterback is a setup. where you are not only ready to succeed, but the quarterback can be evaluated to make sure you made the right choice. And, hey, DJ Moore and Keenan Allen may just be the best tandem of wide receivers a rookie quarterback is inheriting as a first overall pick ever. It's the truth. I mean, just take a look at last year and what the Carolina Panthers put on the field for Bryce Young with Adam Thielen and DJ Chark having 3,000-yard receiving seasons combined. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen have 10. You take a look at some of the wide receivers, like Jameis inherited Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans, Mike Evans being early on in his career. They had 7,000-yard seasons combined. Eli Manning, Amani Toomer, and Ike Hilliard, that's 5 combined. Reggie Wayne and T.Y. Hilton for Andrew Luck, that's 7 combined. T.Y. was a rookie, so all 7 came from Reggie. So on and so forth. And DJ Moore, I know he might be upset. Take a look. Business is what he tweeted out. Every single time I see a veteran being upset that the guy that he was attached to being traded away. They say Caleb Williams is maybe the next Mahomes, right? Well, we had Travis Kelce on our Super Bowl set the day Alex Smith got traded away. And this is what he had to say about losing Alex Smith for Mahomes.
You did not obviously play in the last game of the year, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, so that was where Mahomes was out there.
Yeah.
What are your feelings now that Alex Smith has been unofficially traded away, to use your phraseology here?
It's awkward. I honestly don't know how to really accept it. I mean, through my entire career, you can't say Travis Kelce without Alex Smith. I mean, he's been my quarterback. He's been the guy that's arguably I owe a lot of my success to him, you know? So it's going to be awkward going into a huddle, like I said, with anybody but Alex, but I know Pat is ready for the opportunity.
Sure.
He's taken a lot of mental reps and a lot of notes from Alex and how this thing should be ran. Alex ran it to an absolute T this past season. And, you know, obviously everyone's excited to see what he can do.
Yep. Sounds like a guy who basically was in the football foxhole with his guy and Alex Smith and got traded away. But do they mention Alex Smith with Kelce anymore?
I would say a lot of people probably don't even remember that.
And that's what Caleb Williams can do for DJ Moore and for the Bears fans. And this is why Ryan Poles has made the decision to do this. So I'll tell Bears fans, stick with the plan, because it may just work out in the end, similar to what we just saw in Kansas City.
Movies, TV shows, books, podcasts, and more. It's What Women Binge with Melissa Joan Hart and her friend Amanda Lee.
We have Lauren Bosworth with us.
Yay!
The Hills. So what is like your number one question from fans?
The primary question I still get asked was, "What is it real?" In 2024, to me, is a surprising question to get because I feel like everybody has been through the reality TV gauntlet at this point.
What Women Binge, wherever you listen.